From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Major League Baseball playoffs got started today, and if you're in Los Angeles or Chicago, it's a twofer. The eight teams in the playoffs include both teams from Chicago and both from Los Angeles. We're going to hear about baseball fever in both cities, first to Chicago Public Radio's Ahmad Omar.
The Chicago White Sox were the last team to get into the playoffs. They needed to win a one-game tiebreaker with Minnesota last night to determine the division championship. The Sox 1-0 victory delighted fans on the south side of Chicago. Longtime fan Richard Rochester says he's been following the squad since the 1930s, when he used to walk to the stadium as a kid.
It was thoroughly enjoyable. Anytime the White Sox win, it's thoroughly enjoyable. It was one hell of a game that was won by a team.
When asked about his pitching rotation for the playoffs, Sox manager Ozzie Guillen said he'd try to figure that out before the celebration got too rowdy.
I hope I make the rotation before I start drinking more, but... Believe me, guy, 162 games, 163 games, most of the rotation I make, I was drinking.
Meanwhile, baseball fans on the north side of Chicago have been resting easy for more than a week. Their Cubs had the best record in the National League, giving them a chance to celebrate with thousands of fans at a downtown rally yesterday, where players and prominent politicians fired up the crowd, and actor Jim Belushi sang his own rendition of a popular Cubs anthem.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna go.
The Cubs are trying to break an infamous championship drought. They haven't won the World Series in 100 years. Meanwhile, the White Sox are trying to win their second title in just 4 years. The last time both of Chicago's teams made the playoffs was 1906, and that might be a good omen for the White Sox. They beat the Cubs in the World Series that year. The talk around town is of a possible rematch of that series, and even serious news organizations are getting caught up in the hype. A bright red breaking news alert on the Chicago Tribune's website this morning informed readers that bookmakers were giving 17-1 odds on a crosstown World Series. For NPR News, I'm Ahmad Omar in Chicago.